Hi there. The word for you today is suffering with grace. In Philippians 1:29, Paul makes this statement, "For to you it has been granted on behalf of Christ to suffer." You know, you need the kind of faith that not only believes God for good things, but also that sustains you through bad things. The Bible says in 1 Peter 3 verse 14, if you suffer for doing what is right, God will reward you for it. So don't worry or be afraid. Instead, worship Christ as Lord of your life. God has foresight, but we only have hindsight. So whether the path you've been called to walk is rough or smooth, your attitude should be one of worship, acknowledging, quote, Christ as Lord of your life. Think about it. Joseph's kidnapping led him to save his family. The lion's den led Daniel to a cabinet position. Christ entered the world by a surprise pregnancy and redeemed it through an unjust murder. Let me ask you, do you really believe what the Bible teaches, that no disaster is ultimately fatal? Chrysostom, one of the great martyrs of the early church, did. He was the Archbishop of Constantinople from AD 398 to 404, about a six-year period. He gained a following by his eloquent denunciations of the corruption that was in the church in those days. Twice banished by authorities, he asked, "What can I fear? Will it be death? But to know that Christ is my life, and that I shall gain by death? Will it be exile, but the earth is the Lord's, and its fullness is the Lord's? Will it be by loss of wealth, but we brought nothing into the world, and the Bible says we can carry nothing out? Thus all the terrors of the world are contemptible in my eyes, and I smile at all its good things. Poverty I do not fear, riches I do not sigh for, death I do not shrink from." And that, my friend, is called suffering with grace.